it right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
The Olympics have preempted my favorite shows for the last time.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
AC by Luke Quire wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
License number 84417.
January 22nd is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. And in order to do that, I have a special computer set up to interpret my cat's questions.
Stupid human, why do you bother me while I contort myself to lick areas of my body you can only dream of?
Because it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
I should have killed you in your sleep while I had the chance.
Yay, fun!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's what? Riverside.
You ready for more great radio?
Do it again, I like it.
It's 8:05.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell wants to start debate today on a bill to end the partial government shutdown.
The president is now offering three-year protections for DACA recipients and other immigrants in exchange for $5.7 billion for fencing, in addition to other border security measures.
So that Congress can work on a larger immigration deal, which everybody wants.
At least seven Senate Democrats need to side with the GOP to pass the bill.
Fox's Ray Bogan, the shutdown's in its 32nd day. Singer Chris Brown and two other people are in custody in Paris. A woman claims she was raped at Brown's hotel suite a week ago after meeting him and his friends at a club. A French official says a bodyguard is one of the two other people detained. Brown's been in lots of legal trouble over the years, including the felony assault of his then-girlfriend, the singer Rihanna, in 2009. This is Fox News.
Everyone loves a good catchphrase, and your favorite morning show has picked catchphrases of their own. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Jay Scott.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
Emily Hayes.
Where's the beef?
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
It's a show that everyone likes.
He likes it. He likes it.
Told you. Here comes three men and a lady.
That's us.
Ready for the big final hour heading into Camp News and Views, which is 54 minutes away. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here. The bride-to-be is here.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. That's Emily. And, of course, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wealth of Knowledge, located in Rich Thomas's brain.
And that was done live, folks. Thank you, announcer.
I do what I can.
You're doing a great job. Increasing clouds today. That's already starting to happen. It's a chilly morning out there. We had temperatures teetering near the freeze mark this morning. We're at 37 right now. Look for a high today around 54, but gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour will make that 54 seem cooler. Tonight, cloudy. It looks like rain moves in late tonight. If you have evening plans, maybe dinner on the town, then I think you're going to be fine. But in the wee hours of the morning, the rain moves in. Overnight low 50 tomorrow and tomorrow night. Then rain and maybe a few thunderstorms with a windy day and a high around 64. Thursday, as the precipitation begins to end the state, move out of the state right around dawn, it becomes mostly sunny, breezy, colder, high 48, down to 30 on Thursday night. And Friday's high maybe only in the mid-40s, but you'll swear it's colder. We'll be in the 20s Friday night, and then on Saturday, I think temperatures will be teetering close to around 50, 51 for a high with sunshine. Right now, this morning, east winds at 11 miles per hour, temperature 37, wind chill factor is 20, I beg your pardon, the wind chill factor now is 29 at 8:08.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're going to have a special emergency edition of the Cheap and Trashy featuring Jay Scott because the Oscar nominations are dribbling out. Ooh. But before we do that, Mr. Sandman, our good friend and patient friend, Mr. Sandman, joins us. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice nippy morning outside.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, I hated to get out of my nice warm blankets and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Totally understandable.
But, yes, but our sale continues. I still have a lot of merchandise I need to clear out because I'm bringing in a lot of new merchandise. Some great soda buys, some Restonic products that are fabulous mattresses, the Scott Brothers products that I'm closing out, some Jameson, some many other brands that we've got, odds and ends, one of a kinds, a bunch of things. And if you just need a mattress, a good mattress, or you know, just a good, decent mattress, or some of the very best mattresses, I've got a couple of the Pure Talalay Bliss floor samples that are the best quality mattress you can get. There's nothing better. And I've got those cut down to about half price of what we normally sold them for, not some ridiculous made-up price. But got a bunch of great buys on mattresses, twin mattresses. We've restocked on some of our less expensive twins, great for bunk beds, and got a little 6-inch memory foam mattresses people love on a trundle, you know, because you don't have much height on the trundle. You can put just a little thin mattress on. It's really comfortable. I still got a couple of my $229 queen sets. Got a lot of stuff on sale. Come get it at Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway, right across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side in Millbrook, right across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
And having been a multiple purchaser of mattresses and your great furniture selections, too. I see these mattresses advertised on TV, and I'm thinking, what kind of a maniac would buy a mattress that you can't test drive, so to speak, which you can do at Mr. Sandman? You got to feel it.
Well, and the reality is the ones that are advertised, you know, they're decent mattresses, but most of them are hard. You know, if you like a hard mattress, you'll like them. But they're not any less expensive, and most of the time they're more expensive than a comparable mattress that we have.
Yes.
You can come try it out, lay down on it. And, you know, my mattresses are from companies that have been in business for years and years. A lot of these internet companies and everything have been in business a year or 2 years, and they're telling you they're going to give you a lifetime warranty on it when, you know, you have no idea where they're going to be next year, let alone, you know, a lifetime from now. So, you know. And we're local. We, you know, we shop and buy here, like everybody says. You know, I'm locally owned. I am me. I live here. Grew up here. Most of my salespeople, hey, everybody, my work, you know, works for me, lives here and grew up here. So, come see us.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It is 8:11. The Oscar nominations after the trap.
The second half of the morning rush hour has begun. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing traffic backing up on I-65 as you approach the downtown area. That'll clear in just a little bit. It's busy at the interchange of I-65 and 85 as well. The boulevard's moving along okay with delays at most of the traffic lights. The 31s are looking pretty good this morning. You're going to slow down on 231 south at the River Bridge coming out of Wetumpka. Don't forget schools in Wetumpka don't start this morning until 9:30. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It's not very often the biggest show of the season gets Oscar nominations. They don't seem to go hand in hand with each other, but Jay's got the best picture nominees and best actor and actress.
Yeah, we'll go with best actress here and work our way up. Glenn Close nominated for a movie called The Wife.
Good.
She looks like a You've man. Seen that?
Good. No, but
she
good.
She looks like
good.
A man.
Uh-huh.
What?
I see Glenn Close. I see George Washington in drag. Go ahead, Jen.
That's the line of the day. We now end our broadcast day.
She was actually in drag, and if you ever see the film Hook, the Peter Pan film Hook.
Oh, no, I haven't.
She played one of the pirates.
I've been meaning to see that for 30 years, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Anyway, let's see. Yalitza Aparicio from Roma.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Yalitza. Olivia Colman from The Favorite. Lady Gaga, A Star is Born.
Excuse me with Lady Gaga.
No.
Jeez.
No.
She's Glenn Close's brother.
No. You stop it.
Have you seen A Star is Born?
Don't point at me.
A Star is Born.
Have you seen A Star is Born?
When have I had time to watch movies, Jay? I've been planning a wedding for the last year.
I was just asking if you'd seen it.
I guess
no,
that's
but
no.
I think,
waste your money.
I don't have any money to waste.
You're going to be married.
But I think that Lady Gaga
is a
multi-talented artist. And her performance in that, from all indicators, is warranted a
Excuse me while I put on my boots and trudge through this.
Learned all that from my dad. I hope you're listening.
I'll help you walk out.
That's my PhD, piled high and deeper.
Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Excellent performance.
Best actor nominees.
So, Julianne Moore.
That's it for the actors.
Julianne Moore dropped out of that, or something happened. I believe Julianne Moore was supposed to be
Melissa
McCarthy thing. I'm just telling you that I think Melissa McCarthy did a fine job and he's the best actress.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Best actor, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Love that movie.
Is his actor in a leading role? Wait, no.
Yeah, best actor, leading role. Viggo Mortensen, Green Book. Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw that movie, and I'd be daggum. He better win.
I don't really care about any of this, but I am sort of rooting for him.
Suddenly she's from King of the Hill.
Well, I cannot cuss on the air.
Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born.
Fantastic.
Christian Bale in Vice.
Christian Bale in Vice.
I still believe
of course, because the Cheney-hating left, he could have done that movie like Sonny Fox. And they would have given him a nomination just because...
Is it supposed to be
a
satire?
Their fairy tale about...
It's supposed to be a little satire.
I have no idea. I only know that Christian Bale's a fantastic actor, and he is very, he's very Gary Oldman-esque when it comes
versatile.
To parts.
Gary Oldman, I'll take. Bale.
He put on the weight to play Vice.
Right.
And
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
It looks real good. Okay, so best pictures now. Vice is nominated. A Star is Born.
Excellent choice.
Oh, God.
Roma.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's if you like looking at subtitles, it's
Oh, Roma?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, I think, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Green Book, The Favourite, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, good. Yes. My vote, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide is not in that movie.
Black Klansman and Black Panther.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Nominated for a Best Picture. That is amazing that it got nominated for Best Picture. One of the Star is Born songs is nominated as well.
The Shallow.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut here.
Yeah. Why? Listen, Lady Gaga is a multi-talented artist.
But is she a good actress?
Yes.
What have you seen her in?
Name the list of five.
I've been very busy.
If Glenn Close isn't available to put on a powdered wig and a three-quarter
hat, why are you mad at Glenn Close?
I'm calling Lady Gaga.
What did Glenn Close ever do to you? I think she's a fine actress
George
as well.
Washington and drag.
Glenn Close is the least. I'll admit she's an actress. But Glenn Close, if I had to pick the least sexiest famous actress in all the movies I've ever seen, he would get my choice. God.
But you're not just, you don't have to be sexy to be an actress.
Mm.
To be a good actress. I mean, I'm lost here, Greg.
So. If Glenn Close was in town and wrecked her car,
I would tell her to go to MPB, Montgomery Peyton Body, because we've all been to Montgomery Peyton Body. Every one of us.
Presidential life.
That's right. And we've talked about our recent mishaps. In fact, we're very open. We're like an open book when it comes to our mishaps in our car. I could have been doing this for over 30 years. That's how long I've been going to Montgomery Peyton Body. They weren't always off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. No, once upon a time they were off the Northeastern Boulevard. But Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew at Montgomery Peyton Body, their job is, they're dedicated to being meticulous and thorough. And that's why people keep going back to them again and again. Also, they're straight shooters, and that's why the insurance companies too love it when you tell them that you're going to take your car to MPB, because it's going to be very above board and straightforward, and it always has been, and that's why they are number one. And so give them a call. The phone number is really easy, 27REC with a W. And or visit them and visit the Blue Water Wing, which is very beautiful, which has been refurbished. And also, when you get that phone call that your car is ready, this big silly smile comes on your face, because not only is your car fixed meticulously, but it's also been detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. So give them a call, Montgomery Paint and Body. They will fix your car. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. As good as new, and maybe better.
You know, maybe you could borrow Glenn Close's powdered wig and get a three-corner hat, and they could bill you at MPB as the father of our business.
George Washington.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Poor Glenn Close.
That's called reprise.
Yes.
I'm not saying she's Satan or anything. She's a bad person.
No.
Satan.
She's just the lethectiest.
Faith no left, main belief.
You got 40 more minutes of this kind of stuff on the radio, and then we've got news. Okay. Here's your news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka on Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and two churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest hit areas will continue today. Some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's nothing quite like Grandma's home cooking. And at Grandma's House Restaurant, you can have that authentic dining experience that up until now, you could only get at Grandma's house.
Oh my gosh, meatloaf and mashed potatoes and gravy, just like Grandma makes. Terrible. How old is that meat?
That meat has been in the freezer here at Grandma's House Restaurant since 2006.
And these potatoes, what the heck?
We found those potatoes in the back of the fridge. We have no idea how long they've been there. Here at Grandma's House Restaurant, we serve only expired food, old meat, cheese with stuff growing on it, and food that comes from swollen cans.
Here you go, crab dip and townhouse crackers.
Jehoshaphat! How old is this shit?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you it expired 4 years ago.
Let's get out of here.
Meet Grandma.
Oh, so you think you're too good to eat that just because it's a little old?
And Grandpa.
Back in my day, we were happy just to have food on the table, snowflake.
Grandma's restaurant.
Okay, this place is gross. I'm sorry. We're calling the health department.
Fine, fine. The landline is right over there.
Grandma's House Restaurant. Sit down and eat. There are plenty of people who would love to have that food.
And keep it quiet. I'm watching Fox News.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
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 Let's go.
He's watching fake news.
I wasn't expecting that little bit at the end there.
Neither was I. I had to dub it twice because I cut the line out the first time I did it. What's wrong? Funny stuff. All right.
Bless it.
Got some ideological stupid news for you today. For example, and we're talking to the people who work the traditional 9-to-5 day. Would your day be better if you started work an hour later and worked 10-to-6 instead of 9-to-5?
Well, I don't think we can really answer those because we don't have normal schedules.
We're in a different league.
It's tough for us.
It's
when I worked at 9-to-5, it felt weird.
It's a growing trend. It's not the predominant office hour trend, but it is a growing trend because people want more time in the morning instead of feeling rushed to get where they need to go.
I see.
Big dialogue on the internet yesterday about how to draw a letter X. So if you draw the letter X, how do you usually do that? I start at the upper right-hand corner and go left, and then go to the upper left-hand corner and go right.
See, I don't do the upper right. I go left, right.
Oh, no. I go upper left, down.
I do a little hooky thing.
Why is this...
Like a slot.
Early bubble writing? Is that what you're...
No, bubble right.
No, there's like there's about 8 different ways that you can do it.
Why is there an issue about
it? There's not an issue. It's just...
Because which way do you do it? People are bored and don't want to talk about...
How does Glenn Close do it?
With class.
Her tri-corner hat is an XXL. You should see it.
And Oscar-winning penmanship.
Most popular way is where you start top left as you guys.
Yeah, I start top left and go down, and then I go back up to the right. And go
second down. Most popular is my way, of course. Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. I'm sorry. Draw the first line down and to the right, then draw the second line. Okay, yeah. 68% go with your way, and I'm in the minority on that one.
Okay.
Now that it's 2019, is it okay to use your phone during dinner?
Inquiring I'm sorry. What were you saying? I was checking this text.
I don't know. I mean...
You're only getting two pieces of bacon next on BLT day. How about that, huh?
How many pieces were we supposed to have?
If you're at lunch, do you put it on the table when you're out with somebody? Let's say you're at a lunch today.
Let's just go back to where we were supposed to have three pieces of bacon.
Oh.
Did somebody get shortchanged?
What do we normally... I don't know.
Yeah, I bring in nine.
We normally get like three.
Nine? You bring in nine pieces?
We usually
nine
get pieces. Three or four
count
pieces.
Count them out.
Yeah, so
and
that
I
would
made
be
his sandwich.
That would be three between the. That would be three for each.
Right.
She and I only had two.
Uh oh.
Are you
dun,
serious?
Dun. Yeah.
Oh.
It's the latest.
If I found
now,
out,
we're not complaining.
If
by
I
the
find
way.
Out,
no, we're not complaining.
Who took the bacon without asking? I'm going to ask for their ass to be fired today, and I mean it. I'm pissed.
We only had two.
All right, but investigation begins at 9. There's going to be some loud yelling. I'll send a note to the buttery one. This place will be covered in yellow by the time I come back this afternoon. Melted butter. That's what I meant by that.
Well,
it's supposed to be covered in yellow.
Police are investigating an incident on Wall Street. Involving.
I'm serious. I am apoplectic right now.
We were curious, and we were. But she also said, "How do we bring this up to him without making him mad?"
Yeah.
Well,
but
now
then
you know.
Like you open the door. It's like an episode of Perry Mason. You open the door into that line of questioning.
What's
I'm
the only
livid.
Thing that's changed?
I am livid right
are you
now.
Seeing
if
yellow?
You were here, I would go. I would leave the studio and say. Address this, please.
What's the only
by
thing
by terminating
changed?
The employment of the thief.
You know, there's only a few suspects that could be involved with that.
I'm gonna find out.
And she's
I'm
laying on the floor
out.
Over there.
No.
I know. You didn't give her any.
Wasn't that? It wasn't that.
I'm I'm so bad to seeing it like a tub of parquet.
Think of what has changed
exploded.
Over the last few weeks.
See it, yeah.
Well, you know what happens to butter when it gets hot? It melts.
Yeah, what has changed in the last few weeks?
Honest to goodness, Timmy.
Got colder.
I really
got colder. Mm-hmm. The year changed.
Yeah, there have been a few developments, right?
Hey, I've kept my New Year's resolution, if anyone cares, which no one does. Let me go ahead and answer for you at home. Okay. I know you don't care.
Right?
But I've kept my New Year's resolution.
Good.
Which was?
To get up when the alarm goes off the first time and not hit snooze.
That's a good resolution.
I
recommend
it. I think
it's
been very effective in me getting here consistently right about the same time every day.
I'm making my activity goals on my Apple Watch every single day. You know, all those activity rings?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about the activity rings because I'm still analog. But okay. Look at you go.
This guy is like Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium over here. You know, he's got so many gadgets and things and alarms and alerts.
Wait a minute,
did you ever see that movie, Mr.
No.
Megorium? Dustin Hoffman's in it.
No.
Pretty good actor. Better than Glenn Close. That's
what is your deal with Glenn Close?
Hey, let's talk about Eddie Bader.
What's
you? If he were an actor, he would have a wall full of Oscars because he's that good at what he does. But he's a real estate, a buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
Works for the Goodson Group. So, here's the deal. When you're looking for a place to live, and you know what you want and what you don't want. You know how far you want to drive to work and how far you don't. You give Eddie Bader all of this information. He has this market mapped and monitored to the nth degree. And he gets you ready choices to look at so you're not wasting time. This is what, and this is a man that can save you money as well. A buyer's agent like Eddie can help you make the right offer, draw up the sales contract, negotiate, and also help negotiate terms of a sale, like who's paying for closing costs, warranties, and repairs that might need to be made in case you put your house up for sale and there's a bathtub problem, you know, which may happen by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Have you called Glenn Close?
You looking to buy in the River Region, Glenn? I love your acting. So when you want somebody who lives to do their job and do it for you by while producing a great result, call Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. That's 322-0662 for Eddie Bader, 832.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up for a Tuesday morning rush hour. Things have cleared up a bunch. I-65 is running smooth all the way into downtown. 85, no problems. We don't see any problems for you on the 31s. Usual bunching up at the traffic lights on the boulevard. Keep in mind that Wetumpka schools start today at 9:30. You're going to see a lot of traffic around the schools in Wetumpka. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Thank you, Sam. Increasing clouds today. It's going to be a cool day with a high around 54, but gusty easterly winds at about 10 to 18 miles per hour will make that high temperature seem cooler with the breeze. Tonight, cloudy. If you have evening plans, I think you're going to be dry, but the rain moves in late tonight. Generally, we're talking the wee hours of the morning, overnight low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, maybe a few thunderstorms. I think it'll be windy with a high tomorrow around 64, and then becoming partly sunny to mostly sunny on Thursday as this system begins to move away. Windy, colder, high 48, down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high temperature may only make the mid-40s. It'll seem colder. And then we're in the 20s again on Friday night. Another shot of Arctic air coming in, and that makes for a chilly Saturday. The high temperature around 51, but the sun is out. Right now this morning, east winds at 11 miles per hour. Temperature is 37 with partly cloudy skies at 834.
Would you say it's dry outside?
I would say it is dry outside. And, you know, that's it's funny you should mention that word. That happens to be our word of the day.
What a coincidence.
The bobblehead promotion where you can actually win a Shane Rich bobblehead.
A Rich and Shane bobblehead.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go to our website, newstalk93.1.com. You could also go to the Alabama News Network. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. You put in the word, you put in your email address, and you could be a random winner. And we'll have another word tomorrow.
How exciting. Yep. But today's word is
dry.
We got another word you'll need to make a note on in just a moment. Right now, William B. is on the phone.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wondered if you were taking any applications for a security guard for the kitchen.
Oh, man.
We really should.
That's bad. That's just wrong.
I'm boiling.
I tell you, he is fired up.
Hey. Oh, I can tell.
Jay,
I can tell.
Can we
And Emily.
Yes.
I was waiting for the snort. You were working up to it.
Man, I got tickled because and then in the break I made myself laugh even harder. So.
You were working up to a sport. I was waiting for that. But
well, you know,
anyway.
I'm a ball of emotion right now with, you know, 98 hours left until I get married and just...
Oh, you're getting married? I hadn't heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have told you about it.
William B., thank you for the call.
So,
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hey.
How are you?
So, I was gonna warn you about storming into the buttery one's office today. I'm really thinking he's suspect in this whole fake.
Doesn't get here till later.
No.
He's not here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know,
I think
I was thinking butter, toast, bacon.
Oh, no, no. As a matter of fact, he's been health guy lately dropping a lot of weight and just doing eating right.
Clandestine health guy.
Yeah.
But thank you for the investigation. We appreciate your efforts.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
pot. Pot is the winning word. Glenn Close. Pot roast.
Glenn Close.
Enjoyable in platter form as pot roast or in sandwich form as the pot roast Philly cheese. Mm. It's awesome at Baumhauer's. Pot is the word you'll need sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. And it'll pay off in lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, downtown or on the boulevard, if you are caller 927-29228. Again, the word is pot.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies this Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I got to grab this call from Ethel quickly. Ethel, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell Emily to have a great day Saturday. I enjoyed getting to meet some of the gang last Wednesday. And I know Sir Rich gets up before the chicken.
Yes.
So I can understand why he wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ethel. It was so nice to meet you as well.
I was in bed.
Good. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. We have somebody to meet right now in the studio.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right, 841, and the voice you're about to hear is a friendly one that you've heard on the radio many times, Saj Grubbs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We wanted to give him a chance to come in and talk about the work he does. It's important, and I'll let you take the lead from there.
Because I have a question.
Well, what's your question?
My question is I've never understood the differences between a will and a trust. Like, you hear about people have a trust set up for them, but then you hear about people stuff in a will, and I'm just a silly woman, and I don't understand these big things.
No, you're not silly at all. The main reason why we do these free public workshops is because of that question. Mm-hmm. A trust is a complete will substitute. So I always tell people there are only three plans you can have. You can either have no plan, which is what the majority of America has,
right,
or you can have a will plan or a trust plan. And when I first started doing this, I thought, like many Americans, that a trust, you had to be a billionaire, Rockefeller,
right,
you know.
Right. Leave my kids millions.
Exactly. Yeah. That kind of person. Yeah. Yet a trust has so many different things that can be done to help just like the average person. Like, for instance, we've got Bailey running around. You can have a pet trust. So you could leave money to...
She's actually taken care of.
See? See?
She's been figured into the plans.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yep. And see, when you do things like that, you know, a trust is much better because it's private. And you can do some private things through a trust that you just can't do with the will, because a will has to go through probate in order to be actually acknowledged and for things to happen. So, a private person is going to want a trust.
So I got a will, but a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I've been meaning to, but that's such a big deal and it's so extensive. But it isn't, isn't it?
No, it's not. People make it I'm glad you said that, because people make it a lot more complicated than it really needs to be.
Right.
And that's why, like I said, we do these workshops so that people can come in and they can actually wrap their head around the differences, and they can figure out, do I want a will or do I want a trust? And we try to have fun. I know it's a dry topic.
Yeah.
I use the word there.
But it is so important.
Yes. My brother passed away about a year ago and didn't have a will. Tell people the difference between, and how it simplifies and the streamlined process after somebody passes away, if you have a will, as opposed to not having it.
Yes, if you have your affairs in order, as we like to say, it's streamlined because there's no fussing, there's no fighting, unless you just have that one relative or heir that wants to fuss and fight. Other than that, you just follow the directions of the last will and testament, you just follow the directions of the person. And it streamlines the process. It makes it easy for everyone. Everyone understands what they're getting and why they're getting it, kind of. And if you do not, it's a headache.
Yeah.
Because now you've got to open up the law books and you got to say, how am I related to this person? Mm-hmm. You know, do I get a whole? Do I get a third? Do I get two thirds?
Yeah.
And, you know, the big misconception is that if we're married, you just automatically get what your spouse had. And that's not true.
You're talking about all this, and I'm thinking about Saturday, I'm getting married. I'm 33. I don't have a will. I don't have a trust. And I've always chalked that up to, I don't have anything that anybody wants. But, you know, should I set one up now and have one in place?
Well,
catastrophic things do happen.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you have what I would consider just tangible, valuable, sentimental property that you want to make sure goes to the right niece, nephew, or loved one,
right,
then you need to put that in writing, you know? Otherwise, they might argue and fuss over it, because they all have, you know, different things have different sentimental values to different people. So, I had one particular client who came in, and she had all of her stuff written out on a notebook paper. And, I mean, she was very, very detailed. Every piece of china, every fur coat, I mean, everything for her will. Yeah. But she has, you know, daughters and sons, but it's going to make it really, really easy if something happens to her, you know, for them to say, okay, you get this, you get this, and I get that. Yeah. I mean, it's important.
It's prescribed.
All right, so give us the scoop on the workshop location and timing.
Okay, well, the first workshop's today, and it's at 10 a.m., and then the next one is this coming Friday on the 25th, and it's also at 10 a.m., and it's at our law office. And in order to register, you have to call 649-4911. We do have some seats available, so please call 649-4911 to register. And our office is located out on Vaughn. Like if you're coming, I guess if you're coming from the downtown area, you'd get off on Taylor, and then you turn left on Vaughn, and as you go down, we're in the little Crossland Loop office park.
Okay.
Oh, I got my hair done over there.
Yeah.
We can make sure.
So does my wife.
Great. Saj, I really appreciate you stopping by.
No, thank you. Thank
and
you.
Chatting about this very important topic. I'm going to leave my bathtub.
Who gets that?
Who stole my bacon? That'll fix him.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up for a Tuesday morning rush hour. Things have cleared up a bunch. I-65 is running smooth all the way into downtown. 85, no problems. We don't see any problems for you on the 31s. Usual bunching up at the traffic lights on the boulevard. Keep in mind that Wetumpka schools start today at 9:30. You're going to see a lot of traffic around the schools in Wetumpka. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance to nod your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's 8:47.
There's no need for you to be angry.
It's a good thing I didn't find this out at 9, or I might have gone downstairs and done something completely intemperate.
Now you have time.
But I have a solution.
Oh, yeah?
Because they did it for us at the house. Mr. Electric, call up Dan Black and say, may I arrange for the installation of a ring system in the radio station kitchen? And that way I can go back and look at the videos and I'll know who is helping themselves to your bacon. I mean, you know, yesterday we got an alert through the ring system about an area where there were some random car break-ins. It's part of a network if you choose to participate, but the best thing is you can have every entrance to your property monitored by Ring and know who's coming and going at any time. Because
know who's stealing your bacon.
Know who's stealing your bacon. And there's a happy, warm, fuzzy side to the Ring system, which I really enjoyed when I was in Florida, because wherever you go, you're going to get those Ring alerts. And so I would check and I'd see my dogs and Roz and all of our friends coming and going from the house. So it kind of made me feel closer to home. I can't think of any other thing that could do that, but I had it installed by Mr. Electric. Anytime you hear, you can install it yourself, that's when you call 269-8886 and say, Mr. Electric, please come and install this because I want it done right. And I prefer not to be a smoldering human being when all is said and done. So when it comes to electricity, trust the best. Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com, upfront pricing, prompt professional service. You cannot go wrong with this incredible group of people at Mr. Electric.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Let's
Let's party like it's 1999. Metro Fitness is celebrating our 20th birthday. We continue to be the best health club in Montgomery with the best group fitness classes in the area, as well as the best programs. Check out all of our boot camps and our boxing camp. Metro Fitness offers it all under one roof. Choose what you want to do at any time that's convenient for you. No signing up online for classes or having to wait for a specific time. January is the time to see the specials Metro has to offer. Happy 20th birthday, Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day, like helping themselves to somebody else's bacon. You're still one of the nominees. Seriously, I'm having fantasies about how that's going to go. All right, joining us to judge the dumbest of the dumb is our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, folks. How y'all?
All right. What we have, first nominee is Fox News.
We need to apologize. At the beginning of Ainsley's interview with the professor, a technical error in the control room triggered a graphic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a date on it. We don't want to make it seem anything other than that was a mistake, that was an accident. We believe she is still at home recovering from surgery. Big
we
mistake.
We apologize. And the control big room. Mistake, yes.
Indeed. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not dead, is number one.
Man. Breathe in the soothing aroma of KFC gravy.
The candle.
It's all gravy, baby.
The gravy candle.
What?
I want one so bad.
Why didn't we register for that?
It's UK only.
What?
Yeah.
The Brits get everything.
They didn't get America, did they? I just thought I'd point that out.
They didn't get bacon.
And we also have a 28-year-old guy from Texas named Antonio Salas. He was arrested last Thursday when he attempted to fly from Sacramento back to Austin with 43 pounds of pot in his luggage. Do you really think you can stuff 43 pounds of marijuana into a suitcase and nobody's going to smell that? So,
well, next time I'm going to try 42.
Here's the thing. These days, he's facing relatively minor charges, but if it had been 50 pounds, he would have been facing 20 years. Mm. So, in a way, he got a little bit lucky on the weight. So, who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I don't know. My vote, probably Fox News.
Yeah. I mean,
man, that guy in the control room has got to be...
It's happened before.
Yes, it has.
They did it with Bob Hope, and he says he's just sitting there eating his breakfast, and his picture comes up on the screen.
Oh, man.
With two dates on it.
Let's give him that.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All right, we've got all kinds of weather going on. Wet, cold, warm, stormy, you name it.
Yeah.
As we hit the end of January, Randy Burkhalter, what would you advise us to be doing on our lawns and gardens and so forth?
Well, I wanted to defer today and talk a little bit about the new service we have here. And, of course, you know that we started a land clearing service back a year or so ago, and that's going well. And we've added a new service to our list of things we can do other than sell seed, plant. We have started, because I found the right guy, we have started doing small service, regular maintenance type service on farm tractors and farm equipment. We have a shop here, and the guy that I have to do this, I found, is Andy Hudman, longtime resident of Prattville. Matter of fact, he's on the phone. And I'd like for him to introduce himself and just tell a little bit about his background, if that's okay.
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Well, hi there. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
My name is Andy Hubbin. Like I say, Randy said, I've been a longtime resident of Prattville for 33 years and happily married for that long as well. And background's been in the parts and mechanic business for many, many years of those times. And we work on a variety of pieces of equipment, and just want to offer the service that we can give to the community and kind of give back and help them continue to improve and prosper with what they've got going on.
Sounds like a great partnership, and welcome to Prattville Farm Center. Good to have you on with us.
Thank you. Yes, sir. So if anybody out there needs a tractor service, regular maintenance, preventative maintenance, inspection, kind of work, anything, just give us a call. Come down. We'll look it over, get it back up and running. Andy's, like I said, been in mechanic and business for a while, and good at welding and all the things that a guy with a farm tractor needs right here.
All righty, Randy, give us your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right, some last-minute Super Bowl preps.
Pass is incomplete. No flag.
That should have been a penalty.
It's the blown call that many say cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl. Well, the problem goes much deeper than just what happened on Sunday, and now you can help. Your donation to the Benevolent Umpires Trust to help endurance and dexterity, or Butthead, will provide jobs for officials just like the ones on the field in the Mercedes-Benz Dome on Sunday. Men who are either completely blind or have suffered some sort of head trauma, or both. Your gift today could mean steady employment for these men in either the sports industry, hospitality, or the government. Give today to the Benevolent Umpires Trust to help endurance and dexterity. Butthead. Our website makes your donation a breeze. But not Drew Brees. He's still not talking to us. And he left a bag of flaming dog poo on our porch.
He deserved it. And then there's this.
Hey, Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
Huh?
Who really cares? I want the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Thor Quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
So that, thought that was kind of cute. I'm busy, trying to minimize the urge to kill.
If we had Alexa in there, we could monitor that room.
Is that possible?
I think
I'm inclined to call Mr. Electric, put a ring system in there.
Camera.
So, tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking about wedding night injuries.
I think that look on her face.
No, we did actually have a story not that long ago. Probably before you worked here. About that very topic.
Oh.
But let's just say that wedding day injuries, like I should trip or fall down.
Uh-huh. There is a staircase.
Slip in my own tears.
Oh,
and
my God.
There's a chiropractor that can pretty much straighten out.
There is. His name is Dr. Jeff Pasley, and you can find him in Millbrook, where he's been helping out folks in the River Region for over a decade at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located on Highway 14 in postcard-like Millbrook, and fantastic staff. They can do so much to get you on the path to feeling better. They accept most insurance.